podcast has changed my life.
Dan, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
That's fantastic news.
Imagine if I just started talking in an accent.
What kind of accent?
Yeah, what would you do? I can't do them. I'm sorry.
Could you do an Indian accent?
No, I wouldn't. I won't.
Let's start there.
I think we should start this
You're
podcast.
You're going to ease them in with Irish, mate. Have you never got someone to say something racist on record before? You've got to ease them in.
I'm going to go full 1980s red faces on Hey Hey It's Saturday Chinese accent. That's how I'm going to kick off this podcast.
God, I would love
it. And then upload that pic to Twitter. And let's just see how it goes.
Did you ever used to do... like accents or anything when you start a comedy?
Because you've been going for so long. I can't do them. What was that? You've been going for so long.
No, you've done like 12 comedy festivals.
Yeah, is that long?
I feel like that's 12 hours. So mathematically, there must be an accent in there. I see the logic.
That's half a day.
You said most of the words.
At 37 years old, I've done half a day's work.
It all comes together.
It all comes together for 12 hours. I can't do accents. I've never been able to do accents. Mm. I'm very jealous of people that do good accents. Mm. I bloody love a comic that does a mean accent.
Oh, totally.
I'm so into it.
Yeah,
you know why I don't
You go
do
with
it
them.
Is because I feel like to correctly do it, to get good at it, what you've got to do is practice by yourself. And I think that's what these accent people are actually doing. They're in their car.
At home.
Mm. By themselves for hours.
Yeah.
Doing an Indian accent over and over. And that's kind of what insanity looks like in my mind.
And that's the least funny fun thing you can think of. Yeah.
Because when I do an accent every now and then, just in a social setting, I'm improvising when I start it. I'm like...
Tom's doing it a lot.
No, I'm not.
Always Indian.
Sometimes you surprise yourself and you're like, oh, that came out pretty well. And people are kind of like nodding. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was acceptable. And sometimes you're just fucking way off the mark. You're like five countries away. But it's because you're experimenting. The people that aren't experimenting, they've practiced.
I agree.
Unless their ear for it is just like they're a natural, I feel like.
I'd like to retract my previous comment. And I would like to say, let's just stay away from accents, everyone.
Totally.
Comics, just unless you're cast in a movie where you have to be from somewhere, no accents.
So like a minute ago, you were
I changed my mind. I was just thinking. I was looking at your whiteboard and I was thinking. It's like, I want to change that.
Accents.
I'm sure you'll edit that bit out and we'll just get straight into this bit.
Okay. I tried to do an accent last night. The sound guy
on
the comedy store. No, God, no.
Okay.
He's French and I always try to do a French accent.
I don't think he's French, but...
Oh.
He's not French.
I don't know. Maybe he is.
I don't know where he's from. I assume
he's just cool.
He's pretty cool. He smokes heaps of cigarettes. Doesn't like the comedians.
It's great. That's what you want.
This is. I was like, oh, this is the accent I was trying to do.
Oh,
like,
that guy had to do my slides last week.
Oh, did he hate it?
Yeah. I came late, and I'm like, I'm going to do. We've got some tech requirements, and he wasn't happy.
Do the accent, Sam. Come on, get cancelled.
And he's like, these fucking comedians. Is that French?
Okay, I think so. First of all, big picture, well, it's clearly you're going for French, which is an achievement,
and you're going cartoon French.
Yeah, definitely,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a bit of like that was like
Pepe Le Pew.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was like a bad guy in a children's film.
This guy,
that's like a Pixar accent.
Yeah. From 20 years ago, now wouldn't fly even in that environment.
But do you think that sounded French at all, though? That's really what I want to know.
Yeah, how you say, I'd like to ask you.
That's way better.
Sam Tonton, whether you actually know what the French people sound like.
That's a good accent.
That's good. Now,
thank you very much. This is I fucked it there. This is an example of improvisation coming off not bad, but other accents, sometimes you not get so lucky.
See, I'm into that.
I feel that was good, Tom.
I feel that that's come from you trying to pick up a woman.
Mm.
And I feel that that has some history to that accent because you slid into that so good and you have done that a million times.
And also, Tom talking before about people practicing accents alone did sound like maybe he has a bit of experience.
Yeah, only losers would practice. So, like, when I do it, it's just improvising. So if I successfully do it later, just put it in that category for
Tom
sure.
Tom
Cashman,
we're all friends here. Come on. Have you ever lied about where you're from to pick up?
I have never. Okay, so first of all, I don't know what you think straight people are doing out there. Pretending to be French is so intense from a male perspective.
Is it? Okay.
I don't think you'd want to be French. Men have I would say a bit of a reputation for being a bit full on or something.
I'd say handsy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to be that. Okay. I feel like you've got to go. If I was doing an accent to pick up, I think maybe I'd go Scandinavian or something a bit less
Hang on. That's not bad. Be similar to an Australian.
Go on.
Hello.
Oh my God. What? You are so lucky that I tried to do a French accent. So we've given you so much like gratitude for what you've done.
I just did a good one, and you're like, you should use that to impress women. I'm like, no. What I would use instead was hello.
And so the fact that you know that girls don't maybe like a French man means I feel that you've tried.
Look, I will say that that accent is one that I've done the most. Okay. And it just so happened that you brought up French and I was like, I might be onto one here. But I haven't done it in a while.
So lucky.
But it's just in this particular, in this kind of context where people are just doing accent, I'll have a go at a French.
Just mucking about.
Exactly, just mucking about. I think my dad did, actually, I think this is relevant.
Uh-oh.
High school French. When he was in high school. Mm. And every now and then, we'd say he just had two or three phrases, French phrases he would say growing up because he fancied himself as a French speaker.
Okay.
Even though he just did it in high school. But maybe that's a bit of context, you know?
Well, they say it's easier to learn a language when you're young.
So?
You meant to.
Well, it's easier to learn a language. Exactly. So maybe it's easier to do accents
as well. Well, I just heard the accent a bit more growing up, maybe. That's my only other context here.
Can you speak another language?
Not even close.
Australians, let's get on a rant here. Yeah. Australians suck shit with other languages.
Not me.
What do you know?
I know 5 words in Spanish.
Yeah, right.
I can order a coffee in Italian.
Australians like, I can count to 10 in Japanese because of U10.
Yeah. This guy knows Uno. Yeah, it's a card game, mate. Don't show off about like knowing one Uno cafe.
Uno cafe.
Oh yeah.
No, I but I was saying por favor at the end, so you say that. Yeah.
Well done. We just don't do it.
That's actually, por favor is not bad. Yeah. Full respect to por favor. Right? I didn't know that one.
It was pretty good. There was a bit of a roll of the P there.
Yeah, I'm rolling some stuff. Yeah.
You know more Italian than me, and I'm Italian, so you're doing very well.
You can't speak any?
I can't speak any Italian.
Zero.
I mean, if like relatives are arguing in Italian in front of me, I can kind of pick up on words. I'm like, well, this is about money.
Okay.
Or, you know, also the hand gestures help.
Totally.
But you
think you can speak Italian because you just have a vibe of what your family fights about because you know about the history of it.
But what my family did.
I can speak Italian, I think that's the word for cunt. And then cut again. Yeah. I mean, a lot of
and if they're screaming at me, that's the word for fag. All right, I'm picking it up here. But I'm annoyed at especially my dad, because my dad and my grandparents came across from Italy on the boat, Melbourne, started a new life.
And what was that with the P&O? Was it a cruise ship?
It was a cruise ship. Yeah. Me and Bev Kalik were doing a gig on it.
Funny little boy.
Yeah. They did. It took 3 months, which is quite a long time on a ship.
God, you hear these stories, and 3 months. That's like only one generation away from us.
Mm.
Imagine spending 3 months on a boat to go to another country.
Too long.
Oh, God. You might have to finally read a book.
They had books. They had books back there.
Yeah, definitely.
I've never asked my dad, and I will ask. I will ask if that 3 month adventure had entertainment.
Mm.
I don't think it did.
I think whoever can do accents is getting up.
I don't think there was a midday show.
Well, if Tom Cashman was there, it's like seeing an Australian man talking a French accent.
An opportunity.
£5.
What's the currency? Yeah, if you want to come, you've got to segment a bit of the boat, get a bit of an act together.
I'll come on this podcast next time. I'm in Sydney, and I'll have the answer of what they actually did on the boat.
I feel like the men played marbles and traded like
marbles,
like old Playboy magazines.
Okay, yep.
Okay,
this is like the image I'm painting for myself.
All right,
and the women looked after the children.
Okay,
and this isn't a show.
No, this is not.
Because
this isn't following the French show.
Yeah.
I think there would have been someone on the boat who had an instrument that they brought with them.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
they surrounded.
I don't like that though. I'm turning back. Someone gets out an acoustic guitar.
No, it's
like Italy
life.
Wasn't too bad.
Future better life in Australia. Anyway, I had a point. The point was when they came to Melbourne, my dad copped so much shit for being Italian and being, you know, a wog. They were so lovely.
God, I can't believe you said that on this podcast.
I mean, you know, it's become. It's fine now. You can say it.
I mean thank God you can, because I've been saying it.
I think it was always funny.
I mean, I think it was great. I mean, I think Wog's Out of Work in the 90s really owned that word.
Yeah. They really did. Yeah. To turn back around now and say it was offensive, it'd be like, man, I saw a lot of movies.
I don't know if the industry listened to this podcast, but I'm going to throw this out on the vision board into the universe. I would love nothing more than Wogs out of work to come back and I got a gig.
Yeah, oh,
I would be stoked to tour with Wogs out of work. Last 2019, before COVID kicked in, very, very early 2020, I finally got to meet and gig with Effie.
Yeah.
And it was genuinely a career highlight. I am not lying at all. I lost my fucking mind.
She's unreal.
I got to gig with Effie and she still looks exactly the same.
Hair's still massive.
She's got a banging. She's banging. Effie is the best. So anyway, I was very excited.
But she came back. She came like back and started doing live stuff just before COVID, right?
Right.
And then so we don't know what her plans are.
She's actually out of work now.
I think everyone is. I think the tour is just called Comics Out of Work.
Yeah.
Follow our Instagram. I've said yes to coming on here. That's how desperate we all are for work.
Come on, none of that, please.
So then my dad obviously learned English very quickly, and then my freaking grandparents also took it upon themselves to make sure they learned English. Mm. And so then all my childhood growing up, me and all my cousins, we were spoken to in English.
That's crazy.
Because they wanted us to just fit in and they didn't want us to be different or they didn't want us to get bullied. So we never had a reason to learn Italian.
They were just excited to speak English. Well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they've got something new. It's like the old thing. No, that's the past.
So I'm furious that that's not just part of what I can do.
Well, you can't
speak
be
Italian.
Too upset because you haven't tried to learn.
Excuse me.
You know what like, if you really did care. What are you in your mid-30s, man? You could have tried.
When I was five, he didn't do something that I've had the power to control for about 30 years
since then. Hey, I downloaded Duolingo last year for a few months.
I can barely pronounce that.
Is it Duolingo?
Duolingo.
Is it Duolingo? Lingo.
Duolingo.
It's Duolipa.
It's a great app. And I studied Japanese in high school, which was also weird. Why I wouldn't choose Italian when I could just easily
That's real hard. Yeah, you're going top shelf stuff.
I did it because I had to. Dropped it in year 10. Who did a language for their VCE? Come on, who? Oh, who was doing
it's
that?
Hard. I had to. I did German for 1 year because you had to pick one, and then dropped it immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you really got to dedicate yourself to it.
Like, yeah, you're all in. But then this is the difficulty, and it goes back to being Australian. You don't really see a life where you need it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, it's just not many
more
countries
so now,
around.
I'm not seeing anyone popping into the country at the moment.
And so Australia's awful.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you learned a language and got fluent in 2020, sucked in. Because
if
that's...
you had also downloaded the Duolingo app.
Duolingo sucks, but you said it was a good app. It's so bad.
It's a bit fun.
Oh, it's fun because it's like
cool
match.
Sounds.
It's like match the thing with a nice picture.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's like playing the pokies. It's like very similar to the pokies. All the little sound effects that pop up and all the little animations.
Totally. You know, my housemate, who's never really said too many smart things in his life, goes to me the other day. He was like, TikTok is just like playing the pokies, and I was like, what? And he goes, because the first time you play, you see this video, and you're just like, oh my god, and
you're
it feels
in.
So good.
Yeah.
And then you are just on this endless scroll trying to find that video again, and it just becomes diminishing returns.
Hang on, he's trying to find the first video again.
No, like a video that makes him feel that way.
Right,
like
gotcha.
Have another win. Do you know what
he's
I mean?
Chasing the high.
Yeah, so you just keep putting, but instead of putting money in, the capital is your time.
Totally, and I spoke and and
come on, Nate, come back to the speak.
I'm just like, I'm really thinking about that. I was like, bro, I love the pokies and I love TikTok. This all makes sense.
Dude, this welcome to the Joe Rogan experience.
The difference is the pokey. TikTok is kind of learning about you and changing the videos to be more and more curated for you.
Yeah.
So I mean, the equivalent would be if the pokies did the same thing, and slowly the Queen of the Nile turns into your mum.
Oh yeah, she starts blowing your kisses. You're confused.
Exactly.
Just by my bad boy.
Proud of you.
The Queen of the Nile. I love that poke.
Oh, that's a good one. Playing Mr. Cashman is my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was always a fan of the Egyptian themed one. What was that called?
Queen of the Nile.
Queen of the Nile. Yeah.
I was always partial to a bit of Queen of the Nile.
Yeah.
And you know you're at a top notch comedy gig when you're playing the pokies before your spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a career highlight.
Well, if you do a lot of you're from Melbourne. In Sydney, poker machines are a big thing. Mm. So it's it's pretty common for someone to be playing the pokies.
There's that gig in
show.
Brisbane where you are playing next to the pokies. I can't remember what it's called. And you go in like the room, but next to you is pokies.
Well, I think there's a few.
Yeah, and you kind of just go up against the wall with the mic.
Oh, no, it's the new market.
And it's actually a really fun gig. And everyone
it's
comes
actually
and sits,
not bad.
But you can see pokies while you're doing your spot.
You're right. You just don't want to see them. Yeah. You don't want to see them often there, but I don't want to see them.
Yeah, yeah, you don't see them, but they're there. You are right. You couldn't. If you have a bad spot, you're like, well, let's try to win it back.
It's the jingle. It's the jingle of the coins in the bucket. That's the noise. It really is like, oh,
yeah. I mean, I've never heard someone have a big. It'd be so bad to be bombing and then hear someone win big. It's like,
well, but then that's the trouble because I feel like we're competing. When we started comedy, vaguely, like in the 90s in New South Wales at least, the pokies became a big thing and they kind of ruined live music.
Yes,
That's kind of my understanding of vaguely what happened
that's
there.
It.
And then, so on the front end, as we're coming in to try and perform, we're competing with pokies and pokies are kind of like vaguely winning. I mean, really.
Yeah.
When you zoom out. And then fast forward to like 12 years later, TikTok's replacing us.
Yeah.
So we're kind of between these two similar machines.
Did I skip having a joint before I came in? Like, have you had something before I walked in? You know, the machines, man.
But you know what's going to replace?
It's the machines.
How many times an episode do you say, it's the machines, man?
No, I usually say, like, it's the machines. I'm trying to get back into French. How do you say machine?
Don't they swear a lot, the French? They're like, they say cocksucker.
These motherfuckers. No, but they all have different, they have like, med. Mm. Oh, I think that means death. Oh. Oh, what's their one for bitch?
You should
putain.
Know this one, Nate.
Putain.
Putain. Putin.
Kind of. Putain. Putain, I think, means like pussy.
Oh, like, now we're getting
it. And it's like an insult.
Putain. Pussy. Do you know the word for ass then? I just need to learn some stuff here.
It's happening here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the Godfather said, you come to me, I know the word for pussy, and they tell me you immediately. You say, you don't give me any congratulations, you immediately want another word for ass. You get out of my face.
What's that? Is that Italian?
That is, yes.
I wouldn't go on like.
Correct.
Go on like one of those game shows where you have a special topic, and mine is just knowing the word for pussy and ass in every language in the world.
Hard quiz.
Lock in, what is a pussy? It's like, this is a Jeopardy. We don't have to frame the answers to those questions. No, I really want to know. I need to know what a pussy is. I'm 31 years old. I don't know what a fucking pussy is.
Hey, guys, seriously, what is a pussy?
Oh.
It's pretty good.
It's fine.
Let's start that bit. Trying to recommend. It's good, man. You would.
Guy recommends pussy.
Oh man, like I don't really can't even explain why, but fuck it.
But like, there's
good.
And even like right now, I think about it, not that into it. But yeah, there's sometimes you're just like,
I'll
I
get
really
in a mood, and I'm like, wow, I could go for it now. Like it's like you know, sometimes you want Maccas.
Go for it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like a hot day, and you're like, fuck, I just need an ice cream now. That's kind of what
it's like
pussy
that,
is.
But it's the morning, and
but it's the morning.
I don't know.
Pussy in the morning.
Yeah, I mean,
no, you can definitely do pussy in the morning.
Oh, I mean, I don't think
this is a crazy.
This is sick.
You can do pussy in the morning.
It's also very hot in here. Is there aircon in here?
Yeah.
No,
there's not. There's nothing
Dude,
that can be done.
Nikki Britton had to take all her layers of clothes. Like, she's doing the podcast. She was wearing, like, bangles and, like, and like five jackets and had to. She had a freak out and had to strip all off.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's getting real hot and sweaty sitting in here on a Saturday afternoon talking about pussy.
Pussy.
I mean, what's going on?
We spoke about ass as well.
Sorry about that. What is the point of this podcast?
Just
is there a point? Okay.
See someone we know.
I'm having a genuinely very lovely time.
Okay, that's
before,
fantastic.
As we were walking into this building, I said to Tom Cashman, I have not seen you since 2019 Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a very long time.
It's pretty crazy, a long time. That's, you know what? So, I recently just did my taxes from that time.
Wow.
Which means that you have to go through, like, your expenses.
Yes.
You don't have to, but it's bloody it's good if you want to.
I mean, you don't. You can estimate and just
no,
have gotta a
go
guess.
Through every meal and type the exact number.
God.
And I was doing that, and it's a good way to reminisce, because it's like, oh, I remember
oh,
that
yeah.
meal.
Oh, totally, yeah. That little meal.
I was back there on the street.
A lot of ramens from our time. I remember Edinburgh that year having a lot of ramens.
Yes, every. I mean, I remember that. I saw that on my little receipts. Yeah. Those
did, you, there. Did you claim all the bags of Coke?
Well, this is the thing, and I don't know what you're talking about, but...
What the fuck, Nate? You can talk about pussy, you can talk about ass, but you do not talk about bags of Coke on
never
this podcast.
Never imply that we would do anything.
How do the French say bag of Coke?
They say, shut the fuck up. They say, what the fuck, you talking out of school, my friend? You come to me on my podcast?
Oh, this is good. What was that?
This is a Western Sydney Godfather.
Oh.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding, and I think it's disrespectful, and...
I know that I see that you are not respecting me because of my voice recently has gone up a few registers, but I ask please that you show me the same respect that you used to when I had a deep voice, okay?
When I had a deep voice.
I was much more authoritative in the past. I realized that, but I'm still the boss. Okay?
It's a funny sketch. Someone, because that does happen. Your voice box, you can break it and it goes up, so the mob leader loses it.
Oh, boys, I'm worried they're not respecting it. Oh, boys. When I'm at the other bosses, they're not going to like this.
I'm still the same Tony.
I'm tough. I swear to God, I'm tough.
Is this the most amount of accents has ever happened on this show?
No, this is pretty much every episode.
I'm going to start listening.
But what I realised, this is a good tax tip, is if you're at a festival, so basically when you're away, if you're travelling and touring, all the meals you can write off.
Yep.
I shouldn't be saying this either.
But that's legal.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And but also comedy tickets, if you go and see shows, legal. That's all. Yeah. But also...
You love tax as well, don't you?
Oh, mate, I could talk about tax all day. Okay. I fucking love claiming shit.
It's got all day.
But not all day. Let's do a tax podcast. Let's call it the tax stuff. It's like the brother of the good stuff. This is called the good stuff.
I wanted to do that. I pitched him this podcast idea where I got a guest on and they bring their bank account in. They bring a 30-day...
He was joking. And then Sam's
I've been trying to pitch it. No, but it is a good idea. And you go through their bank account. They'd be like, I get to go through your bank account.
Not just tax, just everything.
That's pretty good. When you guys owe someone money... Are you a bit funny when you transfer the money? You put a bit of a joke in the money's for.
Yeah, you do a bit of pussy.
Come on,
Yeah. I'm a bit.
Hey, he's $50 for that meal. Enjoy your big dildo. Oh, yeah. Have fun with that.
You joke, but like when you first transfer money,
I'm really, really fun on a bank transfer. That's just a benefit of being friends with Nate Valvo.
Big dildo is awesome.
I mean, do big dildo. Can one of you just lend me some cash just so I can transfer you the money?
Just transfer it to me now, mate. You don't know.
Oh, this sounds like a really funny gag, actually. I would love to be a recipient of this gag. Man, anyway, just 0621
It's not as easy as you think being funny on a bank transfer because you can't put apostrophes, you can't put... There's a lot of things you can't do, man. No dollar signs.
No.
So you've got to be clever.
You've got to be real clever.
I used to send 1 cent little payments to a friend, calling him different names, and that's kind of free.
See, that's right.
Like cheaper than a text message.
That's worth it, man. It's worth it.
Also, I engage with reverse psychology, so sometimes when I'm transferring something for dinner, I'll say, like, drugs.
Oh, you look out.
That used to be the thing, right? But then now I think that's kind of like what people joke around. When it's dinner, they'll say drugs.
Yeah, man.
And then when it's drugs, they'll say dinner.
Yeah. Oh.
So when I say...
Come over for dinner.
When I send money for drugs now, I just say drugs.
Just a bit.
People will never suspect.
Yeah. Someone told me that your credit, it can affect your credit rating if you do if you are like big dildo in the thing.
Oh, well, I'm...
If they ever go to check your credit.
That's the end of me, then.
Not owning a house.
Yeah,
you've got to explain to your grandchildren. Yeah, not much to show for it, actually. Really like putting big dildo in the
transfers. Daddy, why didn't you buy a property? I was too funny. They wouldn't let me.
Lifetime renter, but also lifetime laugh getter.
I mean, people will listen to this entire episode, and in a couple of hours' time, they'll go, big dildo.
Yeah, big dildo is funny. I really think it's good.
It's not bad.
It's a slow burn.
I don't know if it's a slow burn.
It'll stay with you
pretty quickly.
Just, I can't wait to give you guys money. I'm just going to be so funny. It's going to be the best thing ever.
So last time you two saw each other was Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which was 2019.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which feels like last year.
It does feel like last year.
We were talking about this last night. 2020 almost didn't happen, it seems. It
doesn't exist.
Well, there's not much. I think you denote years with memories.
I mean, you had a bit more of a 2020 than Melbourne, let's be honest.
Here we go.
Excuse me. I've been hanging out with
you. Get to do this, you're going to remember it more.
Sit back.
Sam Taunton. Sam Taunton. Have I been banging on about Melbourne? Absolutely not.
Not at all. Yeah.
No one wants to hear about it.
Yep.
That's my gift to you.
Totally.
But come on. Yeah. What are you complaining about in terms of 2020? You were still doing quite a bit of stuff up here.
Yeah,
I had to delete my Instagram for a few weeks. When we were in our second, I had to delete it off my phone.
Oh, thank God.
Because in that second,
how often are you on his Instagram?
I meant for his.
Thank God, no. The post, well, I need August 2017, my favourite post of all time.
I'll send you money, mate. I don't care what the description is, just keep it up.
I will.
I need those stories.
I just know that there was a little time.
Visceral reaction.
What's been your favourite of my Instagram posts?
What's your favourite
Nath Valvo Instagram post?
I love the vibe of just, you know, seeing the face.
Yeah, no, but you just want to know it's there. Yeah. You don't have to look at it all the time. You need to know it's
like
there.
Like when a comic says, I loved your show, man, and go, which bit?
Yeah.
I
love that the middle.
Or the bit where you're high kicked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's how you get away with me.
That's how you get it.
Yeah. With me.
That's good.
But anywho, there was a point. Just a couple of tough weeks where there were a few gigs going on in Sydney still with Sydney Comics.
Yeah.
And I just went, I can't look at
this.
Totally.
And I had to delete the Insta.
I think that is smart. Because when you're locked out, it does. The thing that comforted me the most is John Mulaney going to rehab. Because, like, I have, like, you know, he seems so well put together, that guy. And even the whole thing cracked him.
Mm.
So, you know.
That's not bad.
Don't beat yourself up.
I feel like there's an argument, and I'm not sure if I believe this argument, but I'm going to make it anyway, that it was better in Melbourne because it was a bit more clear cut what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting in this kind of unknowable middle ground where there was kind of some stuff going on, but not really. So it's like you're still kind of worried, like, what should I be doing? There's less of like a clear path that you should follow.
Yeah.
Whereas you just sit in your fucking house.
You just sit in your room.
And you
practice an accent.
You feel good that you're I mean, if you didn't learn Italian then, I feel like it's not going to happen.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen in my short life on Earth is the suburb lockdown was batshit crazy.
Yeah. How was that? Because
they did suburb lockdowns before the full lockdown.
First
the towers.
Yes.
And that was. Let's not get into that.
Yeah. That was a human rights violation.
That's too depressing to talk about. That was gobsmacking. Totally. And I will never get over that happened in our lifetime.
It's crazy.
They shut down towers. And all I kept saying to people like, yeah, it's for public health. I'm like, I would put money on it if that apartment complex was in St. Kilda or in Brighton and it was well-to-do, fucking lovely Art Deco apartments that are $1,000 a week to live in, that would not have happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I can put money on that. But that's for another podcast. The suburb lockdown was crazy. So, for example, I live in Brunswick. Two streets down, like not even 150 metres, is Brunswick West.
Yeah.
Brunswick West went into lockdown, but we didn't. So we could like see houses from our driveway that were in lockdown.
We weren't
in lockdown.
Oh.
And that lasted a few weeks.
You're the Sydney Comics on Instagram.
So first they did all these like suburban lockdowns. And what we learned from that was, that's where that suburb is. Suburbs I'd never heard of. I'm like, I learned that Melbourne has a Brooklyn. Never knew that. And I've lived there for 37 years.
I remember seeing that actually. And it's being west. Like, why is that in the Australian news? And being like,
Brooklyn is west, is it?
Yeah, it's next to Footscray and all down that way.
Yeah, right.
I learned that this last year. Anywho, that was the craziest time, the suburban lockdown. But then
it felt random and just kind of
But then the 5 kilometre one, which was in place for a while, right?
Yeah, 5K is pretty far.
Mm.
I know not everyone had it good, so I'm not going to be generalised, but in our particular, we had Woolies, we had the dog park, we had the creek. We were fine.
Yeah, so there was a bit. You didn't feel like claustrophobic in any way.
No, I was like, this is my life. This is basically Monday to Thursday. Every week I'm in my 5K.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't really affect it that much. But so that was when I was like, this is a sci-fi movie. Mm. We're locking down suburbs. Like, what street you live in depends on what you can do.
Do you think because I feel like COVID has made Australia a bit more regional in terms of states. It's a bit of like Victoria,
totally.
New South Wales, Queensland.
We were literally talking about that. From a comedy perspective last night, when you do material now, it's like very different doing gear like in different parts of the country.
Totally. Mm. Yeah, those in the audiences would want different things.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's the case in Melbourne though? Or like within the regions of Melbourne?
Melbourne's always had a little, nowhere near as much as Sydney in your obsession with crossing the bridge.
Yes.
There's always definitely been a north-south thing and our little bridge across the Yarra.
Across the Yarra.
Our cute little Yarra bridge on Punt Road. There's always been a little bit of a north-south thing and definitely different people. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everyone looks different.
But is that more? Because there was that Karen woman.
That's the south. Brighton.
Yeah.
Our south is your northern beaches.
Yeah.
It's very well to do. Yeah. A lot of money, a lot of coastal houses all down the water. But
so has that gotten worse?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's, because then there was that, yeah, that woman complaining about being in lockdown mm-hmm. and she wasn't even in lockdown. She had the 5K thing. And I don't know, it was a lot, there was a bit of that. But Melbourne's always had that. I've always thought when I go south, down to St Kilda and South Yarra, everyone looks different.
Yeah.
It's like they're hotter.
Yeah.
They're better looking or something.
Well, that's the thing when you grow up and you kind of don't, I think like the east in Sydney is probably the richest area, which I grew up kind of. You know, associating with that in a bit of a derisive way, like, oh, there's posh. But then you go there and you're like, everyone's gorgeous. Oh, like, it's not.
I
want
to live here. I want to fucking go south.
That was like when, because we lived briefly in the east, Tom, yeah, you and exactly. I. And I remember, yeah, that was kind of like the most accepting I've ever become, like, when we moved there. Because, you know, I've got so many prejudices against everyone there. And I was actually like, they're pretty nice, you know.
Rich people are lovely.
They're lovely. And I get why they live here, because it's good, you know.
The beach is just there. It's quite nice.
It's fun.
Good on them.
But I just love, you know, just love going back to where I belong. Yeah, Brunswick, totally. North, Nonners at the supermarket. I'm so much more comfortable in up in the north there.
Do you think Melbourne, though, has, it's because when I was down, I briefly went down there and they were very much like, we've done it. We've gotten, it's like brought us together. It was almost like a cultish vibe to it. Do you feel that down there?
Bunch of nerds. I will say that. Melbourne is so nerdy.
Yes.
Like the hotline to complain about house parties and stuff was going off.
Oh,
you know, people were dobbing people
this
in.
This is the kind of surveillance state shit that's being kind of like
Melbourne is
propped up by
Melbourne
this.
Fucking loves a speed camera. Melbourne loves the cops. Mate, they were pulling out cops just every second day. They were announcing a new fine
Melbourne
for something.
Melbourne does love cops. They just, and they're meaner cops
they
down
just
there, I reckon,
fucking lost. They love it. And Melbourne kind of loves it. Melbourne kind of eats it up a little bit.
But they're kind
we
of,
love
they
it.
Dress like they're countercultural.
Yeah, they just love rules. Yeah. We just love being told what to do. And people are like, all right, lockdown. Lockdown it is. Yeah. And it's just like people really got into
like,
it.
I deserve it. Tell me again to stay home.
Yeah, a bit of that. Like, daddy. What was that, daddy?
I like yeah, people were doing Instagram posts.
Yeah, exactly. What have you fucking done? I feel like this isn't to do with COVID at all.
I feel my little take on it was that Sydney was the America of Australia. So Sydney seems to be a little bit more
cool.
No, just leave it up to the individual and trust the individual because most of the time they will make the right choice. And as a Melbournean that's been in Sydney for 2 days, I'm surprised at how many masks I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I jumped in the
because
Uber.
Your media fucking made it seem like we weren't doing anything.
Yeah, jumped in the Uber at the airport and he was like, put your mask on, mate. I was like, but what? This
that is also Sydney. Is, that so also is new, though. Yeah, that's probably only for
really?
That's new.
Like, okay.
We didn't.
That's a law. Now,
right,
it?
But I'm, you know.
Which ends yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I think it's over now. Yeah.
Right, asterisk, would never vote for Trump, but I'm just saying,
totally.
I was jealous of the that kind of just leave it up to the individual and they will probably make the smart decision.
Totally.
I'm a bit more leaning towards that.
Let's
lock down suburbs.
Yeah, it does seem, even you just know? Saying it makes you feel quite queasy, locking down a whole suburb.
Totally.
Yeah.
But you almost can't trust the individual. See, with these
your
rich
one
cunts,
got to the point of no return, though. I think.
I mean, we were on 800 cases a day at some point. Yeah, like, exactly. That is the fact that, listen to us. We're, this is 3AWs. It's like, what radio station is this? Yeah,
that's what we're angling for.
Like, we did go from 800 a day to zero, which is completely fucking mind-blowing.
Well, but it also shows us, like, how far gone other countries are. And you're like, don't even bother putting implant, like, doing anything. Yeah, because if you were at 800 in Melbourne and it took that long to get to zero, it's over in America.
With
it's over in the UK.
Yeah.
Like,
populous. Yeah. They're just not complete. Like, you would just have at least 20% of people not complying and still spreading.
Like, they should just open back up in the UK or America.
Because I suppose then it's about minimising.
And I guess the strain on the healthcare system.
It's the healthcare
But they're
system.
Never going to get it.
It's funny how
down.
Everyone's a bit of a scientist now. It's like, I've got best. Opinions about it. Like,
oh, I love
if you'd asked me about these concepts a year ago, I mean, I still would have known about it because it was still fucking happening. God damn it, it's gone so long.
Yeah, I've never said a strain on healthcare system much as I have in the last 6 months.
Yeah, you just you need to balance that factor with this factor. And
I mean, it does feel like the couple of gigs I did last week in Melbourne. I was lucky enough to do a couple of my solo hours in Melbourne. I feel that for a few months now, Melbourne has this we deserve this.
Yeah.
We worked for this.
I saw someone do a Facebook post saying
everyone's
that the
losing
other day.
Their mind at gigs. Everyone's like
what,
they're doing
great.
They're the amazing.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Melbourne audiences aren't amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not
yeah.
known for being amazing.
No,
I'm very jealous
a bit
of Sydney.
Like work for it, kind of.
Oh, absolutely. They're like, yeah. what do you got, mate? And they cross their arms a bit. I think
and
Sydney,
they want you to be
no
correct.
No one in this show is a police officer. I don't understand. Yeah. Why am I watching this? Am I going to get arrested after this? Someone going to fucking tie me down and have their way with me?
Yeah. At the moment, Melbourne audiences are like Sydney audiences. They just bang up for it. It's real fun.
Totally.
But yeah. So I do feel that's nice. We're kind of, we worked for this. We kind of like made this. There's a bit of self-arrogance at the moment in Melbourne.
Totally.
A bit of a self-brag going on.
I wonder how long that will last. Because I think we found that when lockdown kind of ended and the first shows were back, there was a bit of a vibe of like, yeah we're back out. But that lasted 2 weeks.
Oh, it's definitely gone now.
Oh,
after some of the sets I've done of late.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely not existed.
Like 3 weeks after it, some like guy was on. There was like 3 18-year-olds in the front row. One of them, the guy who runs the venue, was like, he's on Nangs. I've seen him go out and come back doing Nangs in the street. And they were yelling at me and I'm like, oh, wait, this is the...
Yeah,
we're back
to
this
it.
This is not...
How does,
no enthusiasm.
What's the French word for Nangs?
No.
It's all that.
It's all about
what was that?
How have you found socializing after the being unsocialized?
It happened in very, very small things. First, we were allowed to go to a park with 5 other people.
So it kind of was like a natural...
We had to wear our masks and we had to still socially distance somehow.
That's so
at
weird.
A park. And then after that, we could have 2 people a day at your house in masks. So you had to be at your mate's house in a mask.
And did people do that? Because normally I wouldn't have done that.
You know what?
But I guess,
you
of course,
what's
you
really
would, though.
Fucking weird. People did it.
People did
like, your parents would come over and they'd have their mask on and it would stay on.
No.
I'm not fucking kidding. Like, people did it.
You're like, no one's here.
I didn't all the time. Once I was in your house, the mask was coming
off,
mate. For fuck's sake. Because I was also under the impression of, like, the flight on the way up here 2 days ago. Mm. I was like, we're all wearing masks and all this shit. Someone's got it on this flight. We've all fucking got it.
Yeah,
why are we even kidding?
Not if everyone's wearing masks, right?
Oh, bullshit.
It reduces the likelihood, but come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
The guy next to me, sitting next to me, has COVID. You reckon because we both had masks on, I'm all clear. Let's make out.
I'm just going from what they tell me on the news. I'm not saying I'm a scientist.
Big picture, it minimises it.
If your mate comes over to your house and you order pizza and you're watching something on TV, you reckon because he has his mask on, he's going to stop you guys from getting COVID? Why are we going all anti-mask?
Don't make me feel like an idiot.
I'm just saying, these are the things that we all did it. We just didn't think about it. Just did
totally.
It. Like
that's so
the,
strange.
The power of like all the messaging in Melbourne and we all just
and the
did it.
Culture of compliance.
Yeah, it was very weird.
And is this how you get like a populace to agree to something? Do you know what I mean? Like people are always like the Germans, why did they go along with it?
Mm-hmm.
Just if you just tell people enough to do it, they'll probably do it.
Sure. I mean, we're comparing a pandemic to a Holocaust, but that's a bit
weird.
Well,
whatever, mate. You just said masks don't work and we shouldn't be wearing them. So
my point was we all just
people
did
were
it.
Actually
and then 10 people could come over. And then all of a sudden, 20 people could meet at a park. And it was all just very gradual. And then before I knew it, as usual, we went back to normal because I started cancelling plans like I always do.
Totally.
And that felt beautiful.
That's nice. That's when you're back. That's how it actually works.
I was like, cool, I'm back being alone on my own terms, which is what I want.
Yeah, well, that's lovely.
I had an awkward conversation, which I think I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
It was like... And I won't name it. There was a friend of a friend was there and I was trying to make conversation with like 5 people. And I think this is an example of people like post-COVID just not being back in their right mind socially. And I was speaking to this guy who I hadn't spoken to before and he said he did a theatre degree. And I was asking him, did you do that thing which a lot of people who did theatre degrees did where they had to be an animal in like the first semester and they have to choose an animal and inhabit the animal and that's their like first assignment. And the guy was like, yeah, we did have to do that. And I thought it'd be like fun to guess his animal. So I'm like, don't tell us. And we'll all go around and we'll like guess this guy's animal. And a guy I didn't know, a friend of a friend, I was like, oh, do you want to guess? And he was like, oh, a bit nervous. He was like, I don't have one. And I'm like, oh, don't worry. And then someone else went instead. They said like koala. Someone else said cat. And then we came back to this guy and I'm like, do you have one yet? And he goes, warthog. Warthog. The guy who said he did theatre as well was a bit on the pudgy side.
No.
And I'm like, what have you done here? What?
Warthog.
It's like, go home. You're not ready for society.
But was it right?
Warthog is.
Was it correct?
He tried to get out of it by being like Pumbaa from Timon, the Disney.
But what? Now I want to know what animal it was.
Oh, exactly. What the actual animal was. I think, I don't remember. Tell you what it wasn't.
A warthog. What's a warthog? What is a warthog? I don't even know what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like a pig with the tusks.
I think it was a cheetah. I thought it was a cheetah.
Not real. I thought it was fake. Is like, it a, no, what, I just thought it was a casual line, name for Disney, a pig Disney in the made water. It up.
What?
What?
I've got someone over here telling a man they've never met that they look like a fucking warthog.
And I'm like, it's not real.
You think they're magical
I don't think they're magical. I just thought that like it's a pig that's gone into the water. And then they're a warthog.
Warthog.
Like a warthog, right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think...
Am I incorrect here?
Oh, I think so. And I think warthog is a thing that exists and they kind of have weird horns and they're big and they're quite ugly. Mm. And the combination of their name is the combination of the word wart. And you're not even done. Then you've got the word hog.
It's like an American bush pig.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
An American bush pig.
You may have just said bush pig.
Exactly. Bush pig is... that's an offensive term. Is it? If someone says that.
To who?
That you look... I think people refer to people in Australia that way. They say, are they hot? And they might be like, no, they're a bush pig.
Mm.
It's so good. It's so strong.
It is.
A bush pig.
It's a really strong
That would work in your act, actually. You bush saying pig. Bush pig would
be
quite
funny.
Yeah, I'm
going to do it. I'm going to introduce bush pig.
Yeah.
That's my new career goals for 2021. Say bush pig more.
Cancel plans.
I have one thing to say. I don't know if we've got much time left, but I've done something so dumb.
Oh.
On the second note, New Year's Eve, right, I was just sitting with my housemates really drunk, and I was like, oh, do you guys think it'd be fun if we got really dressed up and we went to that really shitty revolving restaurant at Centrepoint Tower?
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, of course, like, let's do it.
It's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, around and around.
So
come on.
That was all right. I'm not even looking at you.
Yeah, you're not looking at him.
Not even looked at me.
I just turned my head.
That's so mean. That's so mean that you're not looking at him because he's looked at your Instagram so many times.
Sorry.
Oh, anyway, dear. So I'm like, so at 2 a.m.
You know those when you go into like see insights on Instagram and you can see when how many people have sent this in a PM message? Lol, MMA.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Can you see that?
Yeah, you go to insights, yeah.
How many people have sent the post in there?
So you know that you're getting bullied?
Maybe.
I don't think it shows you screenshots. That's how you know.
Bullied.
It could be like someone being like, "How funny is this?" to their friend.
Oh, please.
That's what I tell myself.
Who's ever gone on "How funny is this?" Please. How's this cunt?
Get a load of this cunt.
Yeah, look at this bush pig.
You used to be my Instagram hero, and you've turned into my Instagram enemy because I've had to rethink the whole platform and my experience on it. Never clicking insights again.
Anyway, so we're like, everyone's like, yep, we're going to do it. So I book it like 2 a.m., like New Year's Eve, book to do it.
Totally.
And you've got to put your credit card down or whatever. I'm like, what does that matter? Right, because we're going to the thing.
Mm.
2 days later is when we booked for. Everyone wakes up in the morning. Oh, no, it was really overcast. So everyone's like, we don't want to go.
How high is it?
It's the highest building in the country, I think.
In the country?
Yeah, it's bigger than, what's your one, Eureka?
Eureka.
It's bigger than
I don't reckon it is.
Let's it might be it. The highest revolving restaurant in the country.
Oh, fucking, you've changed
highest,
it there.
Highest revolving restaurant in Sydney.
I think Centrepoint might be...
I think it was the tallest
in 1999, but I'm not sure. How new is this?
Eureka's in the last 10 years, isn't it?
20, probably.
So I'm going to...
Eureka
Google
might be
Centrepoint
the highest
Tower.
Residential.
Tallest?
I would say tallest building
just
in Australia.
Just
do it that way.
Yeah.
Then compare meters. You're going to look up both of them individually. Right,
and then go back.
And I think there was an argument about building heights because of the antennas being included or something.
Antennas are included in these things because often the differences between the tallest ones, like CN Towers up there, the Dubai one, it's just that fucking thing on the top.
Antenna.
Like,
so they just,
anyone can do
they
that.
They just get a real long antenna. So would they ever change an antenna if they build a new tower next to it? And you'd be like, well, we're going to get an extra antenna.
In. I reckon... It seems to me from reading, because I used to be quite interested in it, I feel like you've got to lock in your antenna and then leave
That's it.
But it's not antenna. Okay. Like, it's just, you know, it's a fucking steel pole. Oh, it's not just an antenna on your TV. It's a serious one.
It's not one of those portable ones from Officeworks.
It's not around here. There's not gaffer tape at the bottom of it.
Yeah. I think if they're
trying to watch Channel 31.
I don't
want to watch Channel 31.
I don't think that counts.
All right.
I think there's also like some of the tallest things are just antennas.
Mm. Oh.
Out in the middle of nowhere or whatever.
Right. Oh, I mean, yeah.
Tallest building in Australia
is
a list.
What's number one?
Do you have
any
things here, Tom?
No.
Wow, that's what everyone's listening is thinking about the building.
Oh, this is it, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
tallest building.
Build up. This is good, huh?
What is the tallest building in Australia?
Is it?
Mm.
A. Okay, I've got three here.
Oh, terrific.
But
I'm actually nervous. None of them at all? None of them are buildings.
None of them at all. Okay, so A, Eureka Tower.
The radio brain in me thinks this music is too loud. Okay. Oh,
well,
stop.
You're happy now, Nate?
That's just radio nerd, mate.
Totally.
Oh, that's okay, is we'll that better?
But nicer. Yeah, there we go.
So it's either A, Eureka Tower, B, Crown Sydney.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, the new one down there at Barangaroo.
Then C, Australia 108.
Never heard of it.
In Melbourne.
So Centrepoint's not even...
Centrepoint's not in. And then D, Q1 in the Gold Coast.
Oh, I thought that was the highest residential one, Q1.
I'm still going to go with Eureka.
You're going to go with Eureka?
I'm going to go the Barangaroo.
You're going to go Barangaroo?
No, I'm going to go Eureka as well.
Okay, so Eureka is third.
What?
Crown is fourth. Oh. Second is Australia 108, this one you haven't heard of. Mm. And the tallest is Q1 in the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast.
The Goldie.
Yeah, the Gold Coast. Which makes sense. They're ostentatious. They're trying to steal the thunder, but no one really knows about it.
And no one respects that.
No,
and
it's an ugly tall. It's gauche. It's too much. You know,
it's sunburnt. It's got fake tan on it, and it's made of UDLs.
Do you remember years ago someone on Centrepoint, you could do the skywalk, went up and they were doing the tour and they just unclipped themselves and jumped off.
Totally.
And what? They had to shut down the CBD.
Oh, for fuck, Jesus, all right.
I know, totally. Yeah.
Is that what we're ending this podcast on?
Do you have anything you want to...
Is that the closer?
I haven't finished my story, but I'm happy to burn it to me.
And then she bounced and came back up and it was the funniest thing. There was a trampoline there. So
we cancel because it's bad weather, right? Because there's nothing to see, right?
And did that tower even make the list?
Look, at this point...
No, I'll see what...
At this point, we're probably in the sixth or seventh highest building in the country.
It's not even in the top 10.
If it's not in the top 10, I'll be quite upset.
This is why I wanted to Google what I fucking thought.
Sydney should have something in the top 5.
I think that it's not a building.
It's an antenna.
It's a tower or something.
It's a restaurant.
Well, it's got to be the highest restaurant.
So remember this, 322 is Q1.
322.
Yes, that's the tallest building. How tall is Centrepoint?
322.
Tower. Yeah, it doesn't sound like much, does it? But 300 meter races, 305. So it's not the tallest, but it's probably second,
I think it was the tallest.
It was the toilet.
It was the toilet. Yeah, well, it's got to revolve. Well, apparently the toilet doesn't revolve, actually. This is true.
It's not even Australia's tallest restaurant.
What do you mean? But it's not a restaurant.
Well, are you fucking kidding me?
I just Googled Australia's tallest restaurant.
What's Voodoo?
Oh, they've gone geographically highest, which is in Thredbo. It's called Eagle's Nest Restaurant up in the slopes.
Because if it's more than 305...
It's 1,937 metres.
Oh, it's way higher.
They've cheated there. They've gone to the top and then built just a little bit on a little mountain. It's great, good work. Yeah, we could all do that.
Great, so I'm just... At this stage, I'm just having...
I can take a sausage roll up a mountain. And I'm eating higher than other. Yeah, congratulations.
Well, at this point, I've just booked a dinner on the green. That's what I've done
comparatively.
Here. And I'm in a swivel chair. Someone's just going to turn me around. Anyway, so we cancel and we move it back to the next week.
Mm.
And then we all got so drunk, forgot about it. And then I get it.
The next week you did.
Yeah, we forgot it. And then last week I just get this email.
Yeah.
And not a notification on my credit card. They've charged me $615.
Oh my God.
And I rang them and I'm like, why have you charged me this much money? And they're like, well, you didn't come. This is why we took the credit card. And I'm like, but I didn't think you would.
Maybe this is what happened to the woman who committed suicide.
Oh my God.
You know what you're gonna do now.
Okay, well thanks for coming in, Nate. Anything? What? You're doing Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Sure. Yes. Mm. Come along. I don't know when this goes out, but tickets aren't on sale yet. But they will be soon. So please come and see me in Melbourne.
And you've got a podcast?
I don't. I stopped it. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
It's too much effort. I even tried to get Cashman on, and then we're gonna do it. And I went, I can't be fired. It's just so much effort.
You know when you're looking to get Catherine on this project as a no-go.
I brought that up as in... That came out wrong. All of those words came out in the wrong order. I was saying it was exciting. I was going to do more episodes. Yep. I had people like Catherine coming on very soon. But then it involves a fair bit of work because I've got to go through all the old newspapers and get the letters and find good ones and then find the topics to talk about. Yeah. So we need like 10 or 15 letters per episode.
It is a bit, yeah.
It's a bit of work for free. So I'm going to try and get it sponsored and then I'll do it. So then I can also give comics some cash.
Yes.
I mean, doing this is fine.
We're not paying you.
No, but I know this, but you didn't ask me to do anything, as you can tell by this last hour.
Tom spent so long learning a fucking French accent.
But when you come on my thumbs up, thumbs down is the podcast. There is 12 episodes.
I loved it when I did it.
It's a really fun time. Yeah, but when you guys come on, you do have to do a bit of work. Mm. So I want to pay you.
Totally.
So if you want to sponsor my podcast, just give me a shout out on Instagram.
And maybe you can transfer the money with a funny little
just
funny little description.
Email me
maybe.
With the subject big dildo. Dildo, 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 dildo,